WHD2 Chippewa Falls, W228EP Eau Claire,
and streaming everywhere on the Civic Media app.
CBS News Brief. While in the Oval Office today, Elon Musk, who President Trump is charged with overhauling the federal government, was asked about the work of his DOGE task force, insisting,
"It's not optional for us to reduce the federal expenses. It's essential."
Another White House visitor, Jordan's King Abdullah, and President Trump again pushes his plan for a post-war Gaza, which includes removing Palestinian residents and redeveloping the land. CBS's Weijia Zhang.
Gaza is a sovereign territory. The U.S. cannot just go around the world and take control of areas that it wishes to. And so the president did not explain why he thinks he can do that.
The snow looks pretty as it begins to fall in the Ohio Valley and Mid-Atlantic, but it's going to be a cleanup job near Cape May, New Jersey.
My husband already did some salting, and hopefully that'll make it a little bit easier. And he just bought an electric shovel.
Something we need here in Chicago with several inches expected tomorrow. CBS News Brief, I'm Jennifer Kuiper.
Local radio for you and your community. It's Civic Media's mission with stations across Wisconsin. Find your favorites at civicmedia.us.
For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly. The Wisconsin Department of Natural Resources is asking for input from residents as officials continue drafting the next strategic plan for wildlife management. The strategic plan would help the Department of Natural Resources determine where they should be focusing their efforts and what residents want to see when it comes to wildlife management over the next few years. Public input can be submitted online through the DNR's Wildlife Management Strategic Plan Updates webpage. Comments will be accepted until February 28th. Governor Tony Evers and Attorney General Josh Call have announced Wisconsin has joined another lawsuit against the Trump administration. In a press release, Governor Evers and Attorney General Call announced the state will join a coalition of 21 other states in the legal challenge. The lawsuit accuses the Trump administration, Department of Health and Human Services, and the National Institutes of Health of unlawfully cutting federal funding that supports medical and public health research. Governor Evers called the cuts unconscionable in a statement. Law enforcement authorities say the driver of the minivan that crashed into Prevail Bank on Fairfax Street in Eau Claire on Friday evening had suffered a medical event. According to the Eau Claire Police Department, an investigation into the crash revealed that the driver did not show any signs of intoxication or impairment at the time of the crash. They did not specify what the medical event that led to the crash was. Authorities also said the driver was not injured as a result of the crash, but did need to be removed from the vehicle by emergency personnel. As Eau Claire officials work to increase the affordable housing stock in the area, a temporary transit center could become a future option. City officials say the site's proximity to local public transit options and the downtown area makes it a promising candidate to have costs subsidized through the low-income housing tax credit program. They also say any plans for affordable housing at the site would be a long-term goal, and for now the plan is to convert it into additional parking after the new transit center opens in the coming months. For WCFW News, I'm James Kelly.
The Bucks bow to Golden State. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. The Bucks losing at home to the Golden State Warriors, 125-111. Stephen Curry led Golden State with 38 points, the most he's had all season. Jimmy Butler had 20 and 9 rebounds in his second game for the Warriors since being traded from the Heat. Damian Lillard also had 38 points in the loss.
I thought we didn't execute well enough out of that, you know, the screening, slipping, getting the guys involved that we wanted to get involved. We didn't do it consistent enough, and then, you know, it was still a close game. Loose balls, they got to them. You know, we allowed them to get off threes. You know, they got a lot of shooters, and I thought they separated themselves getting threes off, second opportunities, and then obviously the turnovers. You know, I felt like I had more turnovers than I ever had in a game today, so you're not going to win a game not valuing every possession against a team that's shooting the ball like that.
That's the Bucks' Damian Lillard. With sports, I'm Mike Clemens.
Your news, conversations, and a whole lot of fun. It's all on your local Civic Media radio station or the Civic Media app.
I'm meteorologist Mace Michaels. Thickening clouds for tonight, not as cold, a low of 0 to 5 below. Cloudy day for tomorrow, maybe some snow showers, high near 10. Sunshine and cold again Thursday, high only 8. Snow shower chances return to the area again on Friday. Right now it's 1.
This is a presentation from Eau Claire Hometown Media, 93.5 The Tap, and Civic Media. Eau Claire Area High School basketball is on the air.
Coverage of tonight's matchup begins with the pregame show, featuring an interview with the coach, a look around other area action, and the keys to the game. Let's head to the gym. Here's Scott Montesano.
Hello, everyone, and live from Memorial High School, it's Oakland Area High School Basketball. Tonight, it's a Big Rivers matchup in girls basketball as the Eau Claire Memorial Old Aves take on the Menominee Mustangs. The same Memorial has been the class of girls basketball in western Wisconsin would be an understatement of malfeasance proportions. Memorial isn't only the best right now. They are lapping everyone, bludgeoning the Big Rivers Conference with all of their conference wins coming by at least 10 points and by an average of 29 points overall. Brandon Fanning's team is loaded. They are deep. A win tonight secures at least a share of the BRC title, but that feels like a foregone conclusion. They have eyes set further down the pike. As for Menominee, the Mustangs have run up against it recently. They've lost five straight conference games, a rarity for a program that has been one of the more consistently successful ones in the area for a number of years. First-year head coach Tyra Swanson looks to reverse the course before the end of the regular season. And don't forget, just a couple of games left tonight and then later on this week for both these teams and all of the girls' basketball teams in the area before the seeds all come out. The playoff brackets are set coming up over the weekend. I'm Scott Montesano, joined by Derek Montesano. We're excited to have you with us for our coverage of Eau Claire Area High School Basketball. Tip-off for this one coming up in about 15 minutes, a slight delay to this one as they just wrapped up the senior night festivities for the Old Aves. This is not their last home game, but because of scheduling and whatnot, and you want to give a buffer just in the event of snow or anything, they did their senior night festivities tonight, honored the four seniors with about a 15-minute ceremony. Each senior went out there and had a speech or two read to them by some of the underclassmen, but warm-ups have gun, and we near the start of this one. Again, Derek Montesano joining us, and Derek, Memorial, what can you say? They're good. They are beating the snot out of their opponents so far this year.
Oh, yeah, they are just running through every single conference opponent, as well as non-conference teams. They are just running pretty much everybody they play.
The only hiccup that Memorial's had, they lost their season opener to Stevens Point, but we all still had turkey in our bellies when that game was played in November. The other loss they had was a couple of weeks ago here, a non-conference game against Appleton East, in which they led by 13 points with 7 minutes to play and simply fell asleep down the stretch in that one. It's almost as though they got bored. Kind of a wake-up call, if you will. Since then, right back to where they should be, playing good basketball. They're deep. They got a number of seniors. They got a number of underclassmen as well. Derek, looking at this Menominee team, what's it going to take for them to pull off the upset?
Well, it's going to take, if they're going to have a chance in this game, they're going to need to find a way to slow down the dominant Memorial offense of this season. And if they can hold them to possibly 50, 60 points, that's probably what it's going to have to take for them.
That's the thing. This Memorial team can put up a lot of points. This is a Memorial team that a lot of times people look at Raina Welch, who presents a tremendous matchup problem for a number of teams. However, more times than not, somebody else has stepped up with a big night that has alleviated some of the pressure on Welch. A lot of times it has been the freshman Nora Kling. Don't know how much we'll see Kling tonight. She's perfectly healthy, but she played a lot in the JV game. Remember, she is only a freshman, so looks like the coaching staff wants to get somebody else a run tonight. We might not see a lot of Nora Kling.
And that might be one thing. Potentially having that freshman out today could be an issue for Memorial and give Menominee a little bit of an extra chance.
This Memorial team, they're home against Rice Lake on Thursday. Rice Lake in second place in the BRC. As I said before, if Memorial wins, they get a share of the BRC, and they'd be set up to mathematically secure that on Thursday. Again, bludgeoning opponents, winning by 29 points per game. It's not odd if you're very good, to dominate programs maybe having a down year. But even their chief competitors have been no match. Brandon Fanning was telling me on Friday, Memorial won by only 10 against Hudson, only 10. And he said that his team came out a little flat. They didn't play their best. They still won by almost 10 in that game.
Yeah, that is one thing. They can come out, have a rocky start, and still find a way to destroy teams.
And again, we mentioned Raina Welch, a matchup problem for many. Nora Kling, we might not necessarily see a lot of her tonight because she played in the JV game, but how far can she take this team? She's not viewed like a freshman, but you still feel guilty putting so much on her. And then, again, before we play our interview with Brandon Fanning, for Menominee, a chance to alter the narrative for them. They've dropped five of their last six overall. They've dropped five straight conference games. They win this game tonight, though. That completely shakes up all thoughts and seeds, and it changes the way they feel about themselves.
And the thing with this Menominee team, this is going to be their toughest matchup going into this final stretch. They've got new second to last place New Richmond and last place Chi High to wrap up the season, so they would love nothing more than to knock off top of the conference.
Menominee comes in at 10 and 11 overall, 5 and 6 in the conference, so again, this is a huge game seeding wise for them. As for Memorial, it seems like a fait accompli. They'll be the one or the two seed as long as they don't get tripped up in these next two games. Prior to tonight's game, we did catch up with Brandon Fanning, the head coach of the Memorial Old Abe's girls basketball team, and we begin the conversation with him telling us how he sees his team playing. We know what the win-loss record is, but from a coach's perspective, what has he liked about his team? How does he actually think that they're playing right now?
I thought, and it's kind of part of the season, right? Basketball's really long. I thought we had a little lull there, and that happens every year, kind of that, mid-January, early February hits. And then I thought this last week against Holman and Hudson, I thought we started playing a little bit more like ourselves again. And sometimes when that end of season, end of the line starts to become a little bit clearer, you know, kids pick up the intensity a little bit and urgency as they know that playoffs are right around the corner.
Or even you... a little surprise, and in a good way, obviously, how you guys have been able to win a lot of these games. A lot of them have been, quote-unquote, in broadcaster terms, over with 10 minutes to go in regulation. Your team's really is really, really good. You're just trying to maintain that right now and continue to get better, aren't you?
Yeah, I mean, like you said, every night, you know, we're just trying to be the best version of ourselves. Some nights it's not going to feel great. You know, some nights the shots aren't going to fall. Some nights, you know, maybe you're a little sick, a little injured, whatever. And so the nice thing for our group this year is with the depth piece, if a kid has had an off night, usually we've had a kid that's, you know, been able to step up and fill that role. And right. And so that's allowed us to have a lot of sustained success. But again, you know, everybody's got to be sharper. Everybody's got to keep growing, especially if we want to achieve what we want to achieve this season.
And you kind of touched on it a couple of times. You don't want to be playing your best basketball end of January, early February. You want to be continuously going up, if you will, before the playoffs, hitting it. Have you been seeing that? As you said, you hit a little bit of a wall. That's to be expected. These are still kids. Heck, a pro team would have the same issue. But have you seen things kind of ramping up week to week, practice to practice, game to game?
Yeah, I mean, I think our ability to execute in practice and the amount of times, you know, we leave practice as a staff feeling like, oh, man, that wasn't a good one, is getting less and less. Like I said, game-wise, you know, I thought we had a good week last week. A solid Holman team came in. I thought we played well. They were down a kid, which is a big for them, but I thought we handled the situation well. And then going over to Hudson, which has been a very tough place for us to play, and kind of playing really well in that first half to gain some separation was big. So for us, you know, we got two more really good conference opponents this week. Again, we'll see where we're at tonight. Menominee's got a well-prepared, good athletic team. So it'll be a good test for us.
Yeah, you mentioned Menominee, and that's a program that has more often than not been towards the top of the conference, challenging, having a little bit of a downturn here in the last month, but they're very much capable. They got some veterans there and a coach who's played at a very high level.
Yeah, I think Coach Swanson's done a great job with their group. They've had two of the last 3 years, they've been conference champs. In the year, the other year, they were very high in the league, so they have a lot of kids that have been around a lot of winning, and so for us, we got to be ready to go from the tip tonight. I did not think we did a very good job over there of that. We were lucky to have a really good second half, to kind of help us, break through, but, they're going to give us their best shot tonight.
You mentioned how deep you are. That's a strength. As you get closer to the playoffs, are you at all thinking of shortening the bench, or boy, you don't really even have to think of shortening the bench?
I think that'll be kind of game dependent, and we talk a lot about, earning your minutes in practice. That's helped us have really competitive, high intensity practices where kids are competing for roles, right? And then that's, nobody's as set from night to night. And I think that competitive culture, while at times creates some discomfort, I think that's good for us, right? I think, as teams get comfortable and kids get comfortable in the roles, sometimes they take nights off, and that's not where we want to be.
Hey, you brought up a good point right there. Usually at this juncture of the year, most high school teams that are only going 7, maybe 8 deep, everybody knows when they're coming in, how many minutes they're going to play, and unless there's foul trouble or somebody, knock on wood, gets hurt, the apple cart isn't going to be upturned. As you said, there's might be a little bit of discomfort, but in a good way. It keeps they're competing against the opponent, but in a good way, they're competing against each other, aren't they?
Yeah, I mean, we want games are won in practice, right? And so for us, we want our kids pushing each other. Obviously, we want our kids, confident and trusting that their teammates doing the best for them. But that's the only way you get the best out of yourself is if you're pushed to that uncomfortable level. And so I thought our kids had done a really nice job of that. And we'll continue to challenge them, right? We got a couple weeks here, 2 weeks until playoffs. And then it's 1-0 as many times as you can have it.
And once again, that's Brandon Fanning, the head coach of the Memorial Old Abes. Old Abes and the Menominee Mustangs tonight here from Memorial High School, the second to last game before the girls' postseason brackets are set up. We'll have tip-off in just a little bit. When we come back from this break, though, we'll continue to get you ready for this game, as again, it's the Old Abes and Menominee High School basketball coverage from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Can you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Ugh! I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzzed warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Old Abes and Menominee tonight from Memorial High School. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. We get to see one of the most dominant teams in girls basketball in the state, most definitely in western Wisconsin. The Blue Gold women, Memorial Old Abes women's basketball team, so good so far this year, an outstanding squad. And again, they've been bludgeoning their opponents. To say they're the class of this area is almost an understatement of malfeasance. They are beyond the class of the area so far. The key for them is to maintain this momentum, because on any given night, no matter how good you are, you can be tripped up. And this Menominee team, which has been struggling over the course of the last few weeks, they're a program, though, used to a lot of success. They love to get that notch in their belt, being the first BRC team to take down Memorial this year.
Yeah, that would be something crazy for Menominee if they're able to pull off this win against Memorial, because, well, it's late in the season and Memorial's thinking about how deep they can go in the playoffs.
This would be, and also, again, it's a great chance for Menominee to boost up their resume heading into the seeding meetings over the weekend, and it would be most notably the first signature win for their first-year head coach, Tyra Swanson, an alum of Menominee and also a member of the Blue Gold women's basketball team when they made back-to-back NCAA tournament appearances just a couple of years ago. Hey, a couple quick things before we send it to break, and then we'll come back for the starting lineups. Our upcoming schedule, because now this is when all the games mean oh so much. Again, the games count the same now as they did 2 months ago, but you have that more immediacy as to what they mean. Thursday night, boys action in Altoona. Altoona against St. Croix Central. That is Thursday night here on 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media. Thursday night, Altoona against St. Croix Central in boys basketball. And then on Friday night, a Kids Cast edition. Derek will have the call of North against Chi High in boys basketball. That's on Friday. Head to echometownradio.com. For the full schedule, we also have Regis action coming up. We've got another Memorial Boys game, and then it will be the playoffs. And the playoffs, by the way, starting at the end of the month, we will follow this Eau Claire Memorial Old Abes girls basketball team as far as they go in the postseason. And, Derek, they've got visions of a lengthy run.
Yeah, they've got a complete thought that they could pull off a big run.
Well, we'll see what Memorial does tonight. One of the steps towards that is securing the Big Rivers Conference. A win tonight secures at least a share of the conference crown. Well, folks, we will now send it to break. When we come back, we'll have the starting lineup here from Eau Claire Hometown Media.
Sports Talk Radio is flooded with opinions.
Blah, blah, blah.
So why not cleanse the palate a little with something different? Check out the Let the Kids Play podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. Get the opinion on the latest sports news from the perspective of a 13-year-old. Join Derek Montesano every week for his opinion on what is happening in sports. Let the Kids Play, heard only at echometownradio.com.
Eau Claire Hometown Media is where the Chippewa Valley comes to talk. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify and have local podcasts come right to you every single day. Eau Claire Hometown Media features Banker with a Beer, Dose of Dog, Talk of the Town, and many other popular local podcasts. Follow Eau Claire Hometown Media on Spotify today.
It's time for tip-off with the play-by-play of tonight's game. Here's Scott Montesano.
Memorial and Menominee tonight from Eau Claire Memorial High School. The Memorial Old Abes look to stay undefeated in the BRC. Menominee looks to snap out of a five-game conference losing streak and get a signature win. Scott Montesano with you. Derek Montesano with us as well. And Derek, why don't you give us tonight's starting lineups?
Well, first for the Menominee Mustangs, they'll start the senior Sierra off, the junior Reese Barfneck, senior Brooklyn Burt, senior Jordan Oman, and sophomore Emmy Marlin. That's off, Barfneck, Britt, Oman, and Marlin. As for Memorial, they'll start the junior Raya Shaw, the senior Ashlyn Schroeder, the junior Lydia Palmier, senior Meredith Adams, and senior Raina Wells. That's Shaw, Schroeder, Palmier, Adams, and Welsh.
The tip for this game delayed just a few minutes because they had the big senior night festivities. The four seniors for Memorial, Ashlyn Schroeder, Meredith Adams, Raina Welch, and Abby Masson Dupree, all honored before the game. They walked out one by one to the court. They had a couple of their teammates read speeches about him. And these were lengthy speeches, by the way. At times it was a little bit uncomfortable, the length of it, but most definitely worth it. They did not do the senior night where the families walk out. They did it more so where the players would stand right at center court for everybody to watch and then hear their teammates talk about them. For those athletes, they had to feel like they were a slice of pie being stared at by those in the diner, but well worth it and very emotional. Well, now we're ready for tip-off here. Memorial in the white will head right to left across your listening device. Ball's up in the air, and the opening tap controlled by Memorial. So here we go with this one on a Tuesday night. Again, for Memorial, it seems like a fait accompli, but a win tonight secures at least a share of the BRC crown heading into their game on Thursday at home against Rice Lake. Here's a corner three on the way by Palmier. It's too strong, but the rebound comes down to Shaw, and the Old Aves will try it again. Back out in midcourt, Schroeder. Pass to the left side for Palmier. High out to the left for Schroeder. Memorial can put a lot of points on the board. Palmier, right corner, puts on the deck once before throwing it back outside to Shaw. Palmier, right corner, three, bottoms. Lydia Palmier hits the three, and Memorial out to the 3-0 lead. Menominee will try to counter. They're a team that has been struggling as of late. Burt has in the lane, hands it off, looking for Allman. Allman has it popped out of her hands, though stolen away. Ball out at midcourt, gobbled up here by Schroeder. She'll slowing things down, handing it to Shaw, and Memorial will set up in the quarter court offense. Schroeder, high out of the left, chest pass to Shaw, right wing. Shaw, overhead pass to Schroeder, around the arc to the left corner to Palmier. Out to guard her was Auth. Skip pass to the right corner, a three on the way by Shaw. Off the side of the rim, no. Rebound peppered around, gobbled up there by Palmier. Dribbles and then throws it outside to Schroeder. And Memorial will try again. They lead 3-0, opening 90 seconds. Palmier dribbles the baseline, then dribbles it off her heel. Ball comes free, and it's picked up here by Menominee. Allman into the lane, leads in the contact, and got bumped into by Schroeder, drawing the foul on Ashlyn Schroeder. Non-shooting foul, first foul on either side.
And here's the thing with Memorial, they've already started out here early, getting the second chance opportunities with the offensive rebounds. They've already got two. They've shown they're capable of winning that offensive glass.
Senior Meredith Adams checks out of the game. Nora Kling, the fantastic freshman, into the game for Memorial. Underneath, Allman puts up a layup from the left block. It takes a tour of the rim and spits out no good. Rebound back to Memorial. They lead 3-0. The game's opening 2 minutes. Kling, right side line for Memorial. How much can you count on her going into the playoffs? Not that she can't do it, just do you feel kind of guilty putting a lot on a freshman's shoulders. As a pass goes to the right block to Raina Welch, and Welch goes off the window in for two. It's 5-0 Memorial. Raina Welch draws a lot of attention. She performs well, but they'll need somebody else. A lot of times that's been Kling this year. A three off the mark by Auth for Menominee. Memorial, the ball coming right to left. Kling curls in the lane, into the air, then drops it off mid-air to the left block to Raina Welch, and Welch scores. What comfortability there by the freshman Kling in the traffic, in the lane, to pull off that play.
And that's something you like to see from a freshman, able to get in there and make that play.
She's playing with a lot of confidence, confidence you don't see all the time out of a senior. Dribbled into the lane, got caught up in the air, but saw Welch and floated the pass to her. Now Menominee the other way, throws the ball away. They were looking for Burt underneath. The pass, though, out of her reach, across the baseline, and a turnover back to Memorial. Memorial already leads 7-0, 3 minutes into this game.
Yeah, Memorial's immediately gotten hot, and they've taken control here early on, and that might set the tone for this game.
Brandon Fanning noted his team had a slower start on Friday. Still won the game comfortably, but wanted to have a better start out of the locker room. Welch, side of the lane, pass to the top of the key to Ferguson. The sophomore takes a three, bottoms! Marley Ferguson hits a three, and Tyra Swanson wants a timeout for Menominee. It's 10-0 in favor of Memorial. 14:44 left in the first half. Back in 30 seconds on 93.5 in Eau Claire Hometown Media.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Al Memorial already off to another good start. They lead 10-0, 14:44 to play in the first half. Menominee will trigger the ball underneath their own hoop. The ball is thrown into midcourt. It's a jump ball situation. Knocked around a little bit and then gobbled up by Ferguson from Memorial. And Memorial has the ball. Pass to Welch with the right block. Goes off the window. No offensive rebound. No to Palmier. Throws it back outside to Ferguson. Top of the key. A three. Bottom. Marley Ferguson hits another three. It's 13-0 in favor of Memorial. Memorial's JV team won a blowout as well. Al Menominee will get on the board as leaking loose underneath Amanda Holtzuter, and the senior will score for Menominee, getting them on the board. Kling the other way. 5-foot runner in the lane. Too strong off the heel. Rebound back to Menominee. Menominee from left to right has the ball. Almond throws it to Holtzuter, high out to the left. Now here's Marlette dribbling to the top of the key, reversing it to the left side. Almond knocked out of her hands with the left hand by Shaw. Shaw racing the way, a one-on-one. She'll go off the glass. No offensive rebound put back up and in by Cora Graham. Shaw got the steal. The scoop couldn't finish, but there was Graham to get the offensive rebound on the putback. It's 15-2. Full court press by Memorial as they've got their knee on the throat of Menominee right now, but Almond will dribble across the midcourt stripe. Right hand dribble stops the free throw line. Drops it to Burt, right wing. Burt has it ripped away from her by Shaw. The ball, though, will bounce out of bounds to the near side, and it will stay with Menominee. 15-2, Memorial leads, 13-17 left in the first half.
And Raya Shaw has shown she is not afraid to go after the ball and go for the steals. Just on these last two, she's had two steal attempts, one successful.
The inbounds pass knocked around, stolen by Memorial. The other way, Hoytot has it right side of the lane. She has it scraped away from her, however. Racing the other way for Menominee. Well, that was Reese Barfneck, but she had two Memorial players flanking her the entire way, and the ball ended up getting knocked out of her hands across the baseline. It'll stay, though, with Menominee. Ball thrown into the right side of the lane. Almond leans into traffic, doesn't get a call, still has the ball, throws it to the top of the key, and an open three on the way by Barfneck. Back heel, no offensive rebound, though, by Marlette. Marlette back to Barfneck, top of the key, right-hand dribble. Floats it to Burt, right block, takes one dribble, then goes up and over Meredith Adams and scores. Brooklyn Burt on the board. She averages just below 15 points a game, the senior having her best season. Left corner for Memorial, an open three by Hoytot, and Hoytot buries it. Ava Hoytot hits the three. It's 18-4 in favor of Memorial, and then they steal the inbound pass. A bounce feed to Nora Kling at the right block. She'll score, and it's 20-4 Memorial. 12:20 to go in the first half. Now another loose ball in the backcourt for Menominee off of their inbound, but this time picked up by Almond. She'll bring it to the front court, but then she dribbles it into Nora Kling. The ball comes free. Kling saves it along the sideline, up the floor. However, it goes into the hands of Lydia Palmier in the front court, and Palmier, her momentum carries her out of bounds. Still, though, what an effort by Memorial offensively, defensively, and they lead 20-4. 12:07 the play in the first half, and Derek, you can see why Memorial's winning their conference games by an average of almost 30 points a game.
Yeah, they're showing their record 100% represents them in this game.
Menominee breaks the full court press, dribbled up the floor here by Brooklyn Steary. They hand it to Burt, who has it left side of the lane, dribbling in, puts up a shot up and over Marley Ferguson. Pitter patters off the rim, no rebound, Welch. At Memorial, right to left, Shaw pushes it up the floor to Palmier. Palmier, left side of the lane. She drove underneath the hoop, tried to then swing a pass with her left hand into the corner, but it was out of the reach of Cora Graham and turned over to Menominee. When these teams met in mid-January, Memorial won by, for them, a small margin of 15. But Memorial led that game all throughout. Menominee up the floor. Gracie Miller dribbles into the lane, dribbled it though away from herself. It's picked up in the lane for a moment there by Millie Cayley, but then Cayley threw it out of bounds. Oh, it was touched going out of bounds by Menominee, and it will go back to Memorial. So another turnover by Menominee. The Old Dames have been ferocious on defense. As I said, they've got the knee on the throat of Menominee right now. Shaw into the lane, throws it to Cayley, the sophomore, left sideline. Now to Graham at the baseline right. She lost it though in a sea of legs And the loose ball scooped up by Barfnick for Menominee. 20-4, all Memorial in this one. A three on the way by Miller, left wing for Menominee. Nene, long rebound of the free throw line. Caught in the air by Ferguson, and Memorial coming in the way. Ferguson leads a pass ahead to Cora Graham. Graham drives, goes up, no, but she was fouled. And Graham will go to the line, foul on Miller, her first. And Menominee's first as a team.
And Memorial has just shown why they are such an amazing team. They're doing it offensively by scoring points. They're doing it defensively, getting steals, and making teams and making Menominee make the mistakes.
Again, they're like a diner that can give you a solid breakfast and also give you a good entree for dinner at night. First free throw good by Graham and the junior. Her second free throw, the right-handed shot, splashes on in. One thing, again, Brandon Fanny mentioned, he's so deep. And at this time of the year, a lot of teams have shortened their benches. They're getting their rotation set up. Brandon Fanning, it really is, and this is not a cocky thing to say, every game right now is still an open tryout for the players to earn even more minutes heading into the playoffs. And that's what they're doing right now. They're playing to see who's going to get the most amount of minutes in the postseason. Ball loose in the front court for Menominee, and a hell ball situation as Nora Kling got tied up with Menominee's Jordan Aumann, and that'll be a... It'll stay with Menominee on the possession arrow, but another situation there where Memorial caused a loose ball situation and almost got another steal. Burt, baseline right, dribbles underneath. She's being double-teamed, throws it back outside to Aumann. Aumann averaging 14 points a game this year for Menominee. Burt, right block. Try to bounce feed underneath the hoop. Picked off, though, by Kling. Kling runs up the floor from behind. The ball got knocked away with the fingertips by Macy Marlette of Menominee. The ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Memorial as Kling was racing up the floor, head up the whole way, but Marlette was a step behind her and got a fingertip in there to knock it out of bounds and reset the play. Schroeder throws it into Kaylee, who has it right wing for Memorial. Kling, right sideline, pulling double duty, played in the JV game that Memorial won in an absolute rout. Schroeder drives the baseline, flings it to Kling, right corner. She had to leap to keep it in bounds, then gets it to Kaylee, top of the key, the three ball, no, but then Kaylee gets her own rebound as the long rebound scooted out to the top of the key. She'll hand it to Shaw, and Memorial again gets a kick of the can. Shaw, left hand dribble to the lane, stops, bounce feed to Schroeder, left side, and Schroeder will dribble it out. Kaylee, left hand dribble to the free throw, extended to Welch. The big takes a three up top, and with the way this season's gone, you know it went in. Raina Welch takes the three and buries it. It's 25-4. Memorial leads just about halfway through the first half. A lot of these Memorial games in conference have gone to running clock, and we're already on our way to that one tonight. Burt underneath, the ball scraped out of her possession by Welch. Ball goes out of bounds. It'll stay with Menominee, but nothing coming easy for Menominee. And boy, anybody thinking Memorial would have sort of a letdown game tonight, absolutely not the case.
Yeah, they have just gotten going right away, including in the rebound charts. They are beating Menominee on their own glass.
Rebounding is, a lot of it's about skill and whatnot and being in the right position, but there is a big element that comes down to hustle. And they're seeing that out of Memorial. Burt, right side of the lane, swings it to the left side of the line for Haas. She'll go back out to Miller, left wing, to Burt underneath. Dribbles around her defender, flings him a shot with the right hand. No, good defense there the entire way by Schroeder, who didn't let her leak loose. Now they run the other way. A three on two, and Kling finds Schroeder leaking down the left side. Schroeder catches the pass, couple dribbles, lays it up and in. Then for Ashlyn Schroeder, her senior night. Jordan Aumann the other way gets a layup to go for Menominee. Cuts the lead to 27-6. But boy, this has been all about Memorial. It's not even about the struggles for Menominee. It's been all about Memorial and what they're doing. Aumann a steal. She comes the other way, but there's Nora Kling to take the ball right back at midcourt. Kling had it stolen one way, comes the other way and grabs it again. It's like two kids reaching into the same bucket of Legos, and they both want the same red piece. Ball control by Memorial. Down to our left, Kling. Left-hand dribble into the lane. Spins on the senior. Burt tries to fling up a shot. It was knocked out of bounds, though, by Burt. It'll stay with Memorial with 8:05 to play in the first half. And it's 27-6, all Memorial in this game. And again, this Menominee program regularly over the last years has been at or either been among or has been the conference leader a few times with some deep runs in the playoffs as well. Spin move in the lane here by Lydia Palmier. She caught a pass, pivoted around 360, and eventually got an opening to score with the left hand. You think back, Tyra Swanson, the head coach for Menominee, as Burt drives the lane and scores and is fouled for Menominee, so Burt will get a chance for a three-point play. But when Swanson at the time, Tyra Betcher, was a student at Menominee about 10 years ago, that's when they were really starting to get this run of success going. And one's got to figure that this year's been kind of a down year, and even a down year for them. They're near 500 as Burt misses the free throw. And the rebound back to Memorial. Right now, there's Menominee and there's Memorial. And a huge chasm with the rest of the conference. Memorial basketball, they lead 29-8, 7:30 to play in the first half. Shaw up top, dribbles the free throw line. They swing it around into the right corner for Ferguson. Ferguson spinning a pass to Palmier, side of the lane. Back outside, here's Shaw. Shaw into the lane, stops, hands it to Palmier, left-hand dribble into the lane, goes off the window, no. She was fouled, however, whacked on the arm. And Lydia Palmier will get a couple of free throws. Foul on Allie Haas, the senior. No, not on Haas. They're going to give it to Reese Barfdeck, which will be her first team second.
And this Memorial team, no matter what, it's chance after good chance after good chance underneath the hoop. It's either underneath the hoop or a wide open three look. That's what it's been for them the majority of this first half.
First free throw good by Palmier. And the lefty second shot rattles around and in. 31-8, Memorial lead, 7:11 to play in the first half. Memorial's already scored 80-plus points three times this year. Ball thrown ahead by Menominee. It's caught at midcourt by Gracie Miller, but she accidentally kicks it away from herself with her right shin, and the ball will roll all the way out of bounds across the baseline. It'll go back to Memorial, but before that, a timeout taken by Menominee. 7:07 to go in the first half. Memorial leads Menominee 31-8 from Eau Claire Hometown Media and 93.5.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with the woots. And now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
Boy, in just a couple weeks, the playoffs will be underway. We'll know the seeds officially on Sunday. Memorial will either be a 1 or a 2 seed, or something really funky could happen and they could be a 3 seed, but they will have a great seed in the playoffs one way or the other, and it'll be very fun to see how they match up against the rest of the state, because they have been, nobody in this region has been a match for them, and that includes tonight. 7:07 to go in the first half. It's all Memorial. They are crushing Menominee 31-8. And again, Derek, this isn't about Menominee struggling. This is all about what Memorial is doing right now.
Yeah, they are just not letting Menominee get any glimmer of hope get going here in this one.
Open the game on a 13-0 run. Dear Memorial. Here's a three by Ferguson, left wing for Memorial. No, long rebound the corner. Trying to save it across the baseline was Shaw. She leaped across the baseline, swatted at it, but couldn't get a good piece of it. And you love to see that effort right there by Shaw. Her team's up by 23. And this Memorial team is competing on every possession. as though it's a tied game with 5 minutes left. And here they are still with a full court press. Brandon Fanning's not trying to humiliate Menominee at all. That's not what this is about. But his team has got a high level of intensity right now, and he wants to maintain that through at least the remainder of this first half. As we got a foul on Memorial. Almond dribbling across the midcourt stripe got held. First personal on Hoytot. Third team foul. And really for Menominee right now, hey, if they want to somehow put together something in the playoffs, they got to figure out how to put up with this high pressure. Ball thrown into the lane, knocked around and stolen again by Memorial. Millie Cayley, left-hand dribble, stops 5 feet out, jump shot for Memorial is good. Cayley, the sophomore's on the board. It's 33-8. Ball thrown ahead to midcourt to Barfnett. She'll come the other way. A one against two. Tries to take a shot over Reyna Welch. That's no good. Welch then gets the board. And Memorial ball. Kling races up the floor. Right-hand dribble. Dribbles all the way into the lane. Bounce feed to the left block. Found an open. Schroeder couldn't make the layup, though. One of the rare misses for Memorial in this one. A three by Barfnick for Menominee. Left side. That's no good. Long rebound caught in the air by Kling. Kling yo-yos the ball up the floor. Bullets a pass to a wide open Hoytot, who had leaked ahead of everybody. Hoytot catches and scores on the layup. It's 35-8 Memorial. 5:30 to go in the first half.
We are well on pace for running clock in this one, as it takes 40 points to get there. We're only 13 away.
Memorial has done this to a lot of their conference opponents. Burt in the lane to Barfnett, right sideline, 3-4 Menominee, no good. Long rebound will hit off some bodies, go out of bounds to the Memorial bench, and they say it was last touch by Emmy Marlett of Menominee. So it'll be Memorial basketball. The thing for Brandon Fanning, too, is he uses his bench. They play anywhere from 10 to 11 players a game. So he just keeps running line change after line change. It truly is a hockey line change. Almost every dead ball. And when the season ends, you don't already start looking ahead to next year. Yeah, they lose Reyna Welch, they lose Schroeder, but a lot of their big players are back next year. Here's a right corner three by Schroeder, the senior. Bottoms! Ashlyn Schroeder on senior nights up to 5 points. 38-8 in favor of Memorial. 4:30 to play in a first half that has been all Old Abe's in this one. They have taken a stone to break the egg open in this one. Pass to the wing, intercepted by Cayley for Memorial. And again, Memorial has the basketball on another turnover. Shaw, head fake at the right sideline. They swing it around the Cayley left wing. Cayley then dribbles once, and they'll slow things down. 4 minutes left in the first half. Memorial leading 38-8. Welch, baseline right. She had two players, they'll scrape the ball away. Ball on the deck. Bodies flop on top of it, and we'll get a held ball situation. It'll stay with Memorial on the arrow. By the way, the boys are not playing tonight. So Chad Brisky's here, Memorial boys basketball coach. Boy, March could be a lot of fun for basketball at Memorial, because as good as the girls basketball team has been, the boys have been equally as good, maybe not as dominant, but they have been very good in both. Figure to have good playoff runs. Pass to Welch at the left block by Ferguson, who had raced into the lane and tried to drop a pass off to her. The pass, though, gets deflected out of bounds across the baseline, stays with Memorial.
And as someone that'll be coming here next year, I always like to watch what could potentially be next year. Now, this team does lose some players, but a lot of their key players still back again. Could be an exciting team next year as well.
Including this one right here, Nora Kling runs the baseline, puts up a runner. No good as it pops out of the rim, but an offensive rebound by Memorial. A three up top, no good, however, by Marlette. Another offensive rebound for Memorial. Kling goes up right block. That, again, pops out, no good. Another offensive rebound, though, for Memorial. It's Memorial pretty much playing against themselves here today. Shaw dribbles it out at midcourt, and Memorial will slow things down and let it redevelop. Ferguson, right hand dribble into the lane, leans in, goes off the glass, no offensive rebound. Adams, the left hand shot off the window, in for two, and she's fouled. The future collegiate volleyball player shall play volleyball at Thomas and Jefferson, a small university in Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, but getting one last run of basketball in her here. The hoop and the harm for Adams, the senior, and she'll get a chance to seal up a three-point play. 40-8, Memorial, with 3:13 left in the first half. The lefty, Adams' free throw, front rim, back rim, leaks off the side of the rim, no good, and the rebound comes down to Burt of Menominee. Burt, behind the back, dribble side of the lane, spits it out to Almond at the top of the key. Almond protects the ball as Reyes Shaw is hunting for that steal. Marlette, a jumper from 5 feet out in the lane, no good, rebound rolls around. A couple players fall on top of each other, and I think they're going to get Ferguson out of foul. For Memorial, the officials are going to get together as Ferguson and Emmy Marlette were both holding onto the ball, and they are going to get the foul before it was a held ball situation. Marley Ferguson picks up her first foul, fourth on Memorial. We have 2:52 left in the first half, and Memorial leading 40-8. Emmy Marlette, right sideline ball knocked out of her hands by Cora Graham. She gets it back. Burtz, baseline, right. Got it to Emmy Marlette again, right wing. All of these Memorial players are on top of these Menominee players, though they're full-on body deodorants. Pass to Burt at the baseline right. She's fouled by Ferguson again, though. Ferguson second. Cora Graham's first for the Omega's team. These Menominee players, though, it's as though they're wearing a very tight neck guard. They have no chance to get a deep breath.
Yeah, it has been Memorial on top of them every single play.
Here's a three by Emmy Marlette, top of the key, front rim, no offensive rebound. Almond for Menominee, and Almond will score, getting the offensive rebound. Menominee up to 10 points finally with 2:20 to go in the first half. Bounce feed to Welch at the left, blocker shot, rejected, however, by fellow senior Burt. For Menominee, Burt still playing with a lot of pride out there, and rightfully so, with their team being buried here. Shaw nudges the ball away at midcourt, steals it from Almond. Shaw runs the other way, then decelerates, waits for help. Hands it off to Ferguson, left side of the rim, puts up a shot, rolls around and scores. Marley Ferguson has 8 points in the game, and then a foul at midcourt here on Memorial is... No, they actually didn't get it on... it was on Memorial, right? I was looking down, giving the score.
Yeah, it'll be...
42-10 in favor of... No, it was actually a foul on Menominee, an offensive foul coming up the floor, an arm bar they called.
They'll call it on Macy Marlin.
No, 1:49 to go in the first half. Memorial gets the ball yet again, leading by 32 points, and we are well on our way to a second half, which will have running clock. Such an oddity at this level of basketball to have running clock. And again, it's not as though Menominee is a bad team, though they have really struggled in the last month. Here's a three on the way for Memorial. Bottoms for Ava Hoytot. Ava Hoytot's got 8 points off the bench. 45-10. Then the inbound stolen by Kling. Kling, right block, puts up a floater. That one splashes in. Kling the steal and the score. It's 47-10. Memorial. They're up by 37. Ball in the backcourt. Knocked around. Burt's able to gather it up for Menominee and drag herself across the midcourt stripe. And Menominee into the offensive frontcourt. Barf up top. Nowhere to go, however, with the ball. Ball knocked away. Picked back up at midcourt by Auth for Menominee. Last minute of the first half. Burt, right block, couple of dribbles, gets her rear end into the belly of her defender, then tries to throw back outside, looking for Barfnet, deflected out of bounds to the Memorial bench by Nora Kling.
We potentially have running clock here before we reach halftime if Memorial is able to hit one more three and Menominee doesn't get anything else.
Barfnet will throw it in, a side-out situation from midcourt. Barfnet looking. These inbounds have been a struggle. As she threw it to midcourt, it was caught by Almond. Almond's momentum, though, takes her across the midcourt stripe, and that's an over and back. So another turnover by Menominee. These inbounds have been. White trying to climb up a mountain, but you don't have any gear. So it's Memorial ball, final 45 seconds, leading big by 37 points. Kaylee, right wing, knee-high dribble with the right hand. Kling, right sideline. Quiet half for Kling, but her teammates have more than picked up for it. Kling, left-hand dribble. I should say Kaylee, left-hand dribble. Into the lane. Tries to throw it to Adams along the baseline. Adams caught it, but she lost her balance. Falls out of bounds across the baseline. And it will go back to Menominee with 29 seconds left in the half.
Yeah, a little pass there looking for Adams and just took, just carried her momentum and made her fall over.
Burn in the backcourt, throws it at the midcourt, intercepted though by Kling, like a defensive back jumping in front of the wide receiver. A beautiful interception there, and against Memorial ball, final 15 seconds of the half. Palmier, knee-high dribble at the top of the key, high out right to Shaw, 10, 9, 8. Shaw works off a high screen from Welch. Reverses it to Kling, right wing for three, bottom! Nora Kling buries a three. The last couple of seconds will tick off, and that's how the first half will end. Memorial scores 50 points in the first half. That's amazing. 50 points and a half in high school basketball when there is not a shot clock. On top of that, they only allow 10, two wide extremes. It's all Old Ames. They lead 50 to 10. The 50 is amazing. The 10 is almost eye-poppingly amazing.
Yeah, it is just amazing what we're witnessing right now. It is all Memorial. Menominee just can't get anything going past them.
Poor Menominee, they are nothing more than a sparring partner tonight for a Memorial team that has got all cylinders going. It's all Memorial in this one. They lead 50 to 10. We'll give you halftime stats and update you on where we stand in this game on the other side of this timeout. You're listening to Eau Claire Area High School Basketball from 93.5 and Eau Claire Hometown Media.
You took the first step and quit smoking, but even former smokers may still be at risk for lung cancer. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know about a new low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early. It takes only 60 seconds and could save your life. You took the first step, now take the next. Visit SaveByTheScan.org for a simple quiz to see if you're eligible and talk to your doctor about screening.
We discuss this game and all the local games on the Sports Watch podcast series, heard only at echometownradio.com. That's echometownradio.com. The Sports Watch podcast series is the only audio show in the area that is devoted to Chippewa Valley sports, high school, the Blue Gold, the Chippewa Steel, as well as shining a light on the numerous youth and niche sports organizations in town. The Sports Watch podcast at echometownradio.com.
Don't go anywhere as coverage of Eau Claire area high school basketball continues next with the Halftime Show, an update on stats and other scores around the area.
And might you be buzzed when you suddenly love everything?
You guys, I love this song.
I love these nachos.
I love our kickball league. Oh, I love this guy.
What's your name?
You know what I'd love? A ride when it's time to head out.
If you see a buzz warning sign, call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
I love your car. Is this real leather?
Hi, we're the Goo Goo Dolls. We're fortunate that our daughters have what they need to grow and learn. But that isn't the case for nearly 13 million kids in the U.S. that struggle with hunger.
Childhood hunger is a heartbreaking reality that Feeding America is working to change. Each year, the Feeding America network of food banks rescues billions of pounds of good food that would have gone to waste and provides it to families and children in need.
You can help kids in need in your community by visiting feedingamerica.org.
Brought to you by Feeding America and the Ad Council.
Uh-oh, Brad's buzzed.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's starting with Woots.
Woot, woot.
And
Now a speech.
I just want to say that friendship is about heart. Heart and brain. Who's with me?
Good thing is, he knows when he's buzzed.
And my brain is saying, when it's time to go home, somebody call me a ride.
Love that guy.
Me too.
Know your buzzed warning signs? Call for a ride when it's time to go home. Buzz driving is drunk driving. A message from NHTSA and the Ad Council.
The possibility of lung cancer can be pretty scary, especially if you're one of approximately 8 million current or former smokers at high risk. That's why SaveByTheScan.org wants you to know that now there's a breakthrough low-dose CT scan that can detect lung cancer early, and it only takes 60 seconds. You stop smoking, now start screening. For an easy quiz to see if you're eligible, visit SaveByTheScan.org. It could save your life. SaveByTheScan.org is brought to you by the American Lung Association's Lung Force Initiative and the Ad Council.
Well, we're here at halftime from Memorial High School. It's all Old Abes in this girls' basketball matchup. They are crushing the Menominee Mustangs 50-10. And, Derek, you know coming into this game, Memorial is very good. Memorial has a shot to have a very magical season. They've been good pillar to post all season long. And we knew coming in that Menominee's been struggling a bit. Even with those two ingredients, this is an absolute display by Memorial tonight, what they have done. They have made Menominee look silly tonight. They've embarrassed them on the floor in basketball terms.
Yeah, they have been all over them defensively. They're getting numerous amount of steals. Offensively, they're making their three-pointers and two-pointers.